Tell me about your experience here with Stephen and this device, the HDR device.
Well, Stephen and I go back a long ways. I talked to him about 6 years ago, and I couldn't get my wife to believe that the machine worked. And so it took a little prodding. So this year I talked with Steve, and I said, hey, Steve, I'd like to buy your machine. He said, are you sure? I go, yeah, I'm sure. This is the year. And he had sent it to me right about 2 days before Thanksgiving.
And?
And I got this little black box in the mail with two little knobs and some funny little head cord and all these neat little gadgets. And my wife looked at it, and she started to laugh, at least for at that time. And I looked at it, and I said, well, you know, it's got to be something to it. So the very first night, I said, I'm going to go for it. I didn't want a physical time travel because here in Minnesota, it's cold, and I'm not going to go out and try to find the vortex.
Oh, that's true.
So I decided to stay home. I wanted to astral travel. I do it every so often, unintentionally, of course. And I thought, well, maybe this thing will help me go back into time. And I'm not sure what year this was, but I placed the coil around my head. I dowled the unit while I was doing the rubbing plate.
Were you scared?
Oh, heck no. No,
not at all.
I was
okay.
Expecting something exciting to happen.
You didn't think it was going to blow up your brain or anything like that, huh?
Well, I did. That thought did cross my mind twice. And my wife was watching me, and she was kind of laughing a little bit. You know how wives are sometimes. And I said, okay, I'm done. She said, that's it? I said, that's it. So I laid down, shut the light off, and fell asleep. And then it's what seemed like seconds, and it could have been an hour, I'm not sure. But I ended up in this place, and this guy come up to me and said, Dennis, I want to show you my HDR. I said, really? So he opened the package, and he showed me the HDR. It looked just like the one I had, but it had three crystals etched in the right-hand corner, and I started touching it. It made some screechy sound, and the guy said, hey, you're going to ruin my HDR, and he puts it back in the case and so forth. Well, I that next morning I got up, and it really was kind of strange. And I was on the Internet just doing some research, and I happened to find a picture. And I said to my wife, look, that's the same guy I talked to. And she goes, really? I go, yeah. And here it was Stephen Gibbs.
In the flesh. I've
never seen him before in my life. So I talked to him, but never seen him before.
Why don't you just keep going way out into the future?
I did, sir. I actually did. I had went the first my first experience, and I'm thinking it was about 3 weeks since I had the machine at the time in November last year, I can say now. I ended up into an era that I knew it was around the 1800s. Now, this was astrally because I didn't go to a physical vortex. I just ended there. And I saw this lady. She had this bonnet on, and she had the long old dress, and she spoke like kind of like an old German, because I was very fascinated how she was talking to me. And I went and followed her into the store, and I seen all these old antiquated equipment, well, that we would consider antiquated today, that were brand new, sitting on the table for people to buy. And I seen other people come in, they were purchasing these things for their farms. And everybody was looking at me really, really strange. And I'm like, what the heck? Where am I? And I didn't see a sign saying 1800s, but after I left that dimension, so to speak, I realized what dimension I was in. The next one I traveled, it was 1860. You know how I knew that for sure?
I guess.
They were firing cannons.
I'm going to read the instructions here to this thing. Yeah. It says the hyperdimensional resonator is connected to a 110-volt outlet. The
Correct.
Dials are turned to a specific day, month, and year.
Correct.
This is done while the coils are placed around the head, mm-hmm. and the resonator is activated. The electromagnetic is placed over the solar plexus for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The unit is deactivated. Coils are removed, and the subject should find him or herself projected into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a weird feeling?
It is when it catches you off guard. When you go in with an attitude of, well, whatever happens, happens, and that's my suggestion to anyone who's ever thought of getting one or has one, a lot of things can happen to you.